Now the hypnotic sounds of Dengue Dengue Dengue. This band is a duo from Peru, Rafael Pereira and Felipe Salmon. I asked them to peel back the layers of their music and to explain the band's name. Pereira told me the name Dengue 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 has two meanings. First, the word is slang about getting fired up for a party. And second, dengue is a traditional Cuban rhythm.
Basically, it's mambo, but with the wheel of the car, you know, the metal part.
Yeah. And he bangs that with a metal thing, you know, so it has like a really high pitch, you know, percussion sound. Like, tiki tiki ti, tiki tiki ti, tiki 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 ti.
Pereira and Salmon say a lot of Dengue Dengue Dengue's musical influence comes from Peru's version of a traditional Latin American music called cumbia.
Cumbia is a rhythm that was born in the Caribbean of Colombia when all the immigration from Africa came there, and then it spread all over America. And each country has its own version of it.
Can we listen to some of that really traditional cumbia to kind of hear what that sounds like?
If you want to start by that, you should listen Los Wemblers de Iquitos.
You also mentioned that Peruvian music has a lot of Afro-Cuban influence. How does that come into the music?
So there's a place called Chincha in the south of Lima. And during the time of slavery, all the people from Africa came to that place. And they started experimenting with different instruments and fusion these African roots with Spanish music. And this fusion is called criollo music.
De Don Félix Casaverde, con este cajón de Carlos Soto, con el cencerro de Rodolfo Arteaga.
Tell us about what we're hearing here.
Yeah, this track called Cardoso Niza from Chabuca Granda.
She's kind of describing a little bit which instrument is playing each guy, you know. They play some weird instruments like the jaw of a donkey, you know, with all the teeth.
Wow.
They use that to like scratch it.
Rattle thing, uh-huh. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Do you actually use that too, or is everything that you're doing in your show electronic?
We definitely use that kind of sound, but sampled, you know.
Let's listen to one track from this album, and you can walk us through what we're hearing in these layers and where these influences come from. This is called Dub Charaka. And actually, before we begin, maybe I should ask where the title comes from.
It's a combination of different genres. One is called dub, and the other is called guacharaca. That it's a rhythm that comes from Colombia, and it's like the rattle, the guiro sound of the cumbia.
Okay, so two different genres that we're going to hear in this track. Tell us when we catch each of them.
For example, there you can relate to dub techno. Then you hear the guiro from the Colombian guacharaca, you know. It can be a metal rattle that you like brush with a like kind of a comb.
Layers and layers and layers building on here.
Exactly.
Now what's happening?
Definitely those vocal snippets are Jamaican MCs.
Something I hear when I listen to your music, and I've not read this anywhere, but it reminds me almost of Philip Glass in the way that you have repetition and small changes over time. And it's almost hypnotic, but as things change a little bit, the little changes take on big meaning.
Yes. The idea is to be like minimal, you know, to try to get an idea across with the less amount of elements possible, but still getting the idea across, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody from your parents' or your grandparents' generation hears your music, are they going to say, oh, I'm so glad someone is taking these old traditional styles and doing something new and interesting in 21st century with them? Or are they going to say, what has happened to our traditional musical styles?
I think both. There are definitely people that are really happy that this is happening. And there's also the purists, you know, that don't want this, this is happening. But
yeah.
Yeah, And also we made like a couple of remixes of Peruvian cumbia bands, and the cumbia bands, they seem to like them. You know, they posted in their
page,
in their pages and stuff. Yeah. So I think I'm a little bit more worried about, you know, their approval, you know, like more than my parents.
Really?
Yeah, because we're using their influences. So for me, it's nice if they understand what we're doing, you know, and approve it, you know?
They'll normally say like, que loco, you know, like, yeah, this like, is crazy.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Rafael Pereira and Felipe Salmon, the Peruvian band Dengue Dengue Dengue. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was really good.
It's great talking to you. Dengue Dengue Dengue's latest album is called Siete Raíces. That means Seven Roots, and it's out now.